Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Caring for Animals, number 166 and counting. I want to welcome everyone aboard tonight. This is the third show on Animal Advocates Radio. I am Debbie Dahmer and I am the host. Welcome back to all you returning listeners, all you new listeners. Hope you keep coming back and welcome aboard. Hope you enjoy the show. I just want to go over a couple of things here before we get started. And first of all, our guest tonight, Harry Humaira, that's his song that he's so, highly appreciate all this music that he has, you know, on my intro on my show. Please visit his videos on YouTube on Harry Humaira, H-M-U-R-A, and one of the songs is I Am. Another great one is Holding On Tonight, and it is just great. So I just want to go on and you new listeners to Blog Talk Radio, there is a chat room that is open right now, and it is, you go to Blog Talk Radio where the promo is, sign in from the top. You can either sign in from Facebook or Twitter, or if you have an account with Blog Talk Radio, go past the comments and a chat room will appear. There are some links in there that you might want to share or look at that I have. On this phone number, area code 310-982-4270 is the phone number for every week. So if you want to write that down or put it in your contacts under Voices Caring for Animals or Animal Advocates Radio, it's the same every week. You can listen to the show, call in and speak, press 1. And just please refrain from any noises in the background or televisions, radios, conversations. All these shows are recorded live every Thursday night at 7 o'clock Eastern and archived on Blog Talk Radio. So if you miss any of them, you can always go back to Blog Talk Radio and search Voices Caring for Animals or Animal Advocates Radio. Or you can even go to TS Radio. We're 163 shows on Marty Oakley's, and I can't thank her enough. She created this big monster advocate on the radio. And Marty, if you're listening, thank you so much. She's taught me everything I know about radio, so she's the one to the roots of all this. But anyway, you go just whatever link you want to listen to, and press the arrow and wait for it to download, and it will play. You can listen and share 24/7, 365 days a week or a year. So everyone, I got Ashley Weldon, and she's coming back for a few minutes before the show, and I'm going to bring her on air. They're trying to get a lot of signatures out there in California to get on the voters' ballot. And I want to welcome her back, Ashley Weldon. How are you this evening? Welcome back.
I'm doing well. Thank you so much, Debbie. And thank you for having me on once again and giving us this time just to talk about our campaign here in the final stretch of our signature drive. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you're so welcome. So, everybody give Humane Society of the United States a big hand standing ovation for everything that they're doing out there, because they're worldwide known. And go ahead, Ashley. And they're welcome.
Thanks so much, Debbie.
To the show. Yes.
Okay, I appreciate that. And so, yes, we are the Humane Society of the United States in conjunction with several other animal protection nonprofits, veterinarians, responsible farmers. We form a coalition known as Prevent Cruelty California, and we are backing a proposed 2018 ballot measure known as the Prevention of Cruelty to Farm Animals Act. And this new measure would upgrade California's landmark farm animal protection law known as Proposition 2, which was enacted here in California 10 years ago. For your listeners who aren't familiar with Prop 2, this was truly a groundbreaking law. It ensured that mother pigs, egg-laying hens, and veal calves in California would have enough room to stand up, lie down, turn around, and extend their limbs. And I say this every time, this may not sound like a lot to many, but this meant a world of difference to millions of animals who spend nearly their entire lives unable to move an inch. This new measure we're backing now and trying to get on the November 2018 ballot would expand on current California law by requiring that all pork, veal, and eggs sold in our state would have to come from cage-free sources, regardless of where they're produced. And that's really where the improvement comes in. So a helpful way to look at Proposition 2, so our current law, compared to our new measure, our proposed law, would be that Prop 2 was really about the treatment of animals raised in California. This new measure would apply to mother pigs, egg-laying hens, veal calves, regardless of where they're raised, so long as their products are going to be sold in California. So an example of that would be, you know, if the hog producer in Iowa or North Carolina wants to continue selling to California, which they will because we're the sixth largest economy in the world, they are going to have to heighten their animal welfare standards. They're going to have to meet California standards, which would mean cage-free. So this new measure would actually be the strongest farm animal protection law in the world when passed. I just want to lay out five main points here on how this law, this new measure would upgrade current California law. So right now in California, nearly all pork sold in the state comes from farms using gestation crates. And for those listeners who are unfamiliar with these crates, they are horrific. They are barren metal cages, so small that these mother pigs cannot turn around or take more than a step forwards or backwards nearly their entire lives. They can spend up to 4 years collectively in these gestation crates. So this will be banned. All pork being sold in the state will have to be cage-free. Next, veal from crated calves is still sold in California. This will be banned too. So as you may know, veal calves, they're often raised in these crates so small they can't turn around or lay down comfortably. And oftentimes they're also further tethered by the neck to restrict their movement. So again, this will be banned. All veal sold in the state will have to be cage-free. Couple other points here. In addition to the sale of shell eggs, all liquid eggs will also be covered and will have to be cage-free. This is huge because nearly a third of all egg production in the United States is shell eggs. So that's about 100 million hens that could be covered by this law. And Prop 2 said that the animals have to turn around, spread their wings. This will actually explicitly abolish cage confinement as well as set numerical spatial standards. And lastly here, the new measure will add an additional enforcement mechanisms, making it easier to enforce the law in California. So just to wrap things up here, we are in the final phase of our signature drive of the campaign. We need to reach 600,000 signatures across the state in order to get this new measure on the ballot. We're getting close, but we only have 16 days left, so we really need all the help we can get. We're in the final stretch, so if any of your viewers are in California or if they have friends and family in California and they could help us collect signatures, even if it's just a page or two, we would love for them to sign up on our website. It is preventcrueltyca.com/volunteer. Again, that's preventcrueltyca.com/volunteer. And the last thing I'd like to add is this measure really comes down to a simple idea. It's just common sense. It's cruel, it's inhumane to lock animals in cramped cages their entire lives. And Californians know that, which is why 72% of Californians say they will support this new measure if it's on the ballot. We just need to get it on the ballot now, and we need everyone's help in order to do that. So thank you so much again, Debbie. Really appreciate it.
Hey, you're so very welcome. And Ashley, please keep me as informed so I can announce it on the radio, whatever comes down, and wish you the best of the best in the Humane Society of the United States of America. And looking forward
thank
to
you
having
so
you
much.
As a guest on this show, Ashley. And please keep us informed. I hope it hits worldwide, nationwide, everything, because these animals need our attention now, not 10 years from now, 5 years from now. They feel our pain like we do. So,
that's right.
Best of
that's
luck.
Right. The time is now. Thank you so
the
much,
time
Debbie.
Is now.
I'll be in touch soon. I'll
anytime.
Keep you posted. Thanks
and
so
you
much.
Have a great evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too, Debbie. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And everyone, I want to thank her for coming on. She's come back on the air for several weeks. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online, www.ppjg.me. I did an article on there. If you want to share it, go down to the end of the article. You can share it to all social media sites, email it, copy it. Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, WordPress, all of them. So everyone, please do your part out there because, all of us together as one, we're a team. And teamwork rocks, kindness rocks, and teamwork wins. I want to just, before we get the show started, Harry, I want to give us some shout-out out there. Deb Padovano, my press agent, she's listening tonight. She's going to be talking. My mother, Pat, she's out there listening. I love you, Mom. Also, I want to thank Voices Care for Animal Support Group on Facebook for posting the show every week, the Paul's Call Show with Leah Foster, fans of animal rights, Arlene, all these on the Facebook, please go by their page and press like and give them, check out what they got and how you can help out. Help fight the war against all animal cruelty. Debbie Eisman, Evelyn Pendle, Voice for Animals, Voice for Animals on Twitter, Sean Walters, thank you so much for help promoting the show. Voice of Animals on Google Plus. All of you out there and all the Facebook friends, this list goes on the sharing and promoting this show. It become a huge audience again, coming from the TS Radio, Marty Oakley, spreading the word. But keep it up, keep telling your friends, your family, your coworkers, your neighbors about this show, because together we can all make a difference. We just got to at least try. These animals need our help now, and who especially thanks all of us is the animals, because they see their lives changing for the better and positive. We can do it, everybody. I'm going to bring on my guest tonight. He's been on Marty Oakley, TS Radio, number 116 and 131, and he's back tonight on Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 166. Harry, how are you doing this evening? Welcome back. How are you?
Oh, well, thank you, Debbie. I'm doing quite fine. Thanks for having me come back. And how are you doing?
Hey, so far so good. I'm all excited about having you back on here. And thank you for let me use your music. It's awesome. I know you heard it at the beginning. You said, hey, that's me on there, That sounded good, didn't it?
It certainly did. It sounded nice. But I want to, first of all, just congratulate you on your new show and everything. I'm so happy for you. Very, very excited.
Yes. And I'm excited, too.
You got your own show. Yeah, you got your own show now, Deb. That's awesome. And you got my piece of music opening up. I just think that's cool. That's really great. I love it. I'll tell you, though, listening to Ashley, though, congratulations to HSUH. I mean, it takes these types of groups and people to open up eyes, to get laws changed, to get up things on the ballot, to get the politicians involved, to get people wake up about this this sickening ways that people have been treating animals, and in particular in the farm industry as well too. I mean, for Christ's sake, some of this stuff is just old habit and old ways that nobody wants to change because they've been using it for so long and for so many decades. They have no, you know, they don't want to have to spend the extra money to make it a little more comfortable for an animal. Well, it's about time that people just have more respect for everything and have more regard. So congratulations, kudos to everybody at HSUH and all the other great groups and supporters of animals around the world as well, too, doing everything. And it takes everyone to speak up, to get the message out to something, because this is so unnecessary. All of this is just totally unnecessary. Any kind of this, the way animals and certain groups and things are treating things. Oh my God! You know, it's time definitely. We're in a modern world now. We don't have to act like we're back, you know, 50, 60, 70, 100, whatever years ago. Wake up already, for Christ's sake! Sorry,
yep.
I just had to let that out there.
2018, you know, it's time. You know, a lot of these problems have come over from, you know, the 20th century. Hey, everybody, wake up, America!
Mm-hmm.
We are in the 21st century, heading towards the 22nd
already.
Century.
Already, yeah.
Already,
I mean, how much longer is it? Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it's going too long.
I'm sorry, say it again, Ben.
Yeah, it's going on too long. It's like, you know, some of these, and I've noticed on Facebook, Harry, and all social media sites where all these big pages for the animals, you know, advocacy and everything, groups that I admin, the activity is going down so bad on sharing and, you know, contacting the legislators. We have to do better than what we're doing, everybody, because I'm noticing it, and there are a lot of people out there, you know, admins have noticed all this, you know, decreasing of activity to help the animals.
Right,
so please,
right.
Everyone, push that share button, you know, do something.
And
it's every effort counts.
To the legislature. I mean, you would think by now legislation and states and everything would – we have enough common sense to say, you know, this is enough. And I'm going to just start off, like, with the big circus animals and stuff, of course, the elephants. And one positive thing I'm just so happy about is Sweet Nosy is finally not in the hands of these irresponsible, disgusting, insensitive family libels, as if that's how you pronounce their name. I'm so glad she is living in a sanctuary right now, and these people who think they can do whatever they want to and treat somebody like they want to, excuse me, you don't own a life. That life has a life of its own. So I'm so glad Nosy is away from those disgusting people. And there's plenty of other elephants and other exotic creatures and animals that are having to live these ugly lives in circuses and travel in these disgusting situations. It's time that we all, as just people, you don't need to ride an elephant. You don't need to go to a circus and see them stand on a big ball. You don't have to have these people trying to, you know, whip lions and tigers. And, you know, Christ already, this is just this so old habit. This is just old ways. Change already. We don't need to be doing this and having to treat these animals like this. So, you know, I was just looking on the Save Nosy website today. I mean, their Facebook, and I was just, they had more footage and pieces of video footage of other circuses doing the same thing with, you know, arriving into whatever areas and facilities and people riding on these elephants. And you can see these elephants are rocking back and forth. You can see the stress. It's becoming such a nightmare anymore. But God, I mean, and then of course, then you have these the owners or trainers. What if, I hate the word trainer. Excuse me. But these people who lead these elephants around, and they're telling, you know, the folks that are videotaping them, hey, you can't do this. Get out of our face. And it's like, no, we can do this. We're standing there in right in front of you. We're not doing anything wrong. And these people get so upset, you know, that we know that we're trying to change all this. And I just wish that more people would open their eyes and say, you know what, we don't have to go and attend these particular events. We shouldn't attend them. We shouldn't be spending our money and getting, and giving them a purpose to keep moving on. One nice thing is in the state of Illinois, at the end of last summer, the governor did pass a law. There are no more elephants circus type events or traveling show that can come to the state of Illinois anymore. So that was one positive move that is great for this state here, which is good. So I just wish everybody else would join in and do the same.
Yes, and everybody do their part, you know, make those calls to the legislators. And here's a number, area code 202-224-3121. Put your zip code in, press 1 for your senator, press 2 for representative. You can call 24/7 after hours, leave a voicemail. Every voice counts out there, everyone. Do your part, please, because these animals need us now. And when we get those victories coming through, we don't stop there. We keep going because that's our goal out there. You know, the animals, you know, when they see their lives turn for the better, they thank us because we know we're fighting for them because they can't fight for themselves. Just like the children, the elderly, we all stand, you know, we're all in this earth temporarily, even including the animals. So let's make the best of it. Let's delete the bad and bring in the good. You know, that's what it takes. And Harry, I got a surprise coming in for you tonight. And this is a big surprise. Okay. We worked this out.
Okay.
And you will be surprised, and I can't thank her enough for what she's doing right now. But here you go, 772. You are live and on the air. Go right ahead. Monica?
Hi, Harry. Hi. How are you? Harry, this is Monica from Save the Chimps. How are you?
Oh, my goodness, Monica. Hey. You didn't talk about a big surprise. Oh, my goodness. How are you? I haven't seen and talked to you in so long. I'm so sorry. How are you doing?
I am fine. I am fine. The chimps are great.
Good. That was my next question.
They are great. They're beautiful. They're beautiful. Oh, my God.
What a surprise. Oh, my goodness, Monica, what a surprise. Save the Chimps, one of the largest sanctuaries in the world. One of my, of course, my favorite places to be, and I haven't been there in quite some time. I got to come back and visit. And my good friend Monica, we're talking on Debbie's show. How cool is that? My goodness.
It is. Debbie arranged that. Isn't that awesome? I was just like, so excited, and I'm so happy to be a part of it. Harry, we appreciate what you've done for all the chimps, you know, not just ours, but everyone else, you know, and you're saying it. It's a group effort. We all have to get in there. It's like the idea that takes all of us to kind of get in there and make a difference, you know, and thank you for being a part of that for so many animals, you know, not, like I said, not just the chimps, not just our guys.
Well, thank you for that. I mean, but it's still, the Save the Chimps, I mean, when I first met everybody there, and of course the wonderful Carol Noon, who has now passed on, but she had the work and the hard work she did to establish that place and get everybody moved out from that pathetic, ugly Colston Foundation from Alamogordo, New Mexico.
Yep.
And then, of course, all the lovely people who worked there over all the years and the staff and everyone. And, of course, a lot of the chimps that I have friends there, of course. You know, Kylie, I haven't seen in a long time, but Arthur, my buddy. Got so many chimps I'd love to come back and see. So I got
to
make a plan. I know. I got to do that, but I'm gonna try to come back down in the area in November. So I'm hoping you guys I can come on by and spend a day. Yeah,
that
come see everybody.
Wonderful.
Just
give us a call. We can't wait to see you. Reunite you with some of your old friends. And Debbie, thank you for doing this for us. We really appreciate that. It was very nice and thoughtful on her part.
Thank you for calling in, Monica.
I love the surprise. And give the audience out there your website and your Facebook page so they can visit that also. They're located in Fort Pierce, Florida, everyone.
That's
go ahead.
Right.
I'm sorry.
We are www.savethechimps.org. Our Facebook page is Save the Chimps. We do Instagram and Twitter, and we are, you know, one of the world's largest sanctuaries for chimpanzees that have been rescued from research laboratories or retired from the pet and entertainment trade. And they are magnificent beings, and please just, you know, learn about our work and mission and of the plight of chimpanzees. You know, they are one of our closest living relatives, and as Debbie and Harry are saying, they need our help.
Yep, certainly are. You're right, Monica.
All right.
They are closest relatives. What a surprise, though. This is still cool. I just can't believe we're all sitting here talking to
Monica, didn't I tell you he'd be surprised? I kept it a secret.
Well,
thank you,
did.
Debbie. Thank you for making this happen, okay?
And you know what? I give Save the Chimps a standing ovation, okay? And looking forward to having someone, even you, come on as a guest.
We'll probably have
Monica,
everyone.
Yeah.
We'll
you
be in contact.
Guys, okay? All right.
Then you have
all
a great
right,
evening.
Then.
Thank
you
again,
too.
Monica.
Thank you.
Monica, you take care of yourselves. You take care of yourself. Tell everybody. Tell everybody. I said hello, and I miss everybody,
will.
And I will come try to see
I
everybody
will.
Real soon, like I said, outside in there in November, okay?
Great. All right.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And I'll meet
yourself.
With you guys, too, okay? I'll meet with you.
All right.
Certainly.
Great. And visit all my chimp relatives at the Save the Chimps.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Keep well.
Okay, good night, Monica. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. See
Thank you again.
Oh, Debbie, you certainly surprised the crap out of me.
I got you.
Holy,
right,
that's funny. That's just too cool. I didn't even expect that. Wow.
That is great. I know. I called her up and I said, I am so bad. You know, I can't help it.
I love it.
And this is
great.
Yeah, Save the Chimps in Fort Pierce. So we'll be having them as a guest soon. So, and I've got some guests lined up. Everybody, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, the show is rocking the airways. Everybody, for the animals, they so well deserve. So put your seat belts on, please, because this thing is shaking.
You always do, Debbie. You got some great people on your show, doing great work on your show as well, obviously.
Thank you.
But Save the Chimps, what a great sanctuary. They're one of the largest sanctuaries in the world in Florida, in your backyard, mind you. And then there's another wonderful sanctuary that is in Wachula, Florida, in the middle of the state. And they had just had a big wonderful member event two weekends ago. And I was gonna try to make it, and I couldn't. I had too much work here back at home. And they always have a wonderful event. I was there last spring. And I brought one of the guitars that chimpanzees had, two that were living there that had it painted. And I had my guitar maker here in Chicagoland area. He assembled the guitar after they painted the body, and then we put a nice clear coat on it. We put the guitar together. I brought it back down last spring, and we put it on the auction block, and somebody had auctioned it for a nice amount of money, and that went straight to the sanctuary. So it was a great event, and the sanctuaries do need all the public help they can, because they're all non-for-profit. Nobody is funded by anybody in particular, any departments and stuff, but they raise money and get matching grants from other organizations and stuff. So anybody listening, please visit the sanctuary sites, and you can just Google them, and I'm sure you'll find them. Like Save the Chimps, there's the other one in Wachula called Center for Great Apes. There's other sanctuaries around in the United States as well, too. Northwest Sanctuary and Chimps Inc. in Bend, Oregon. So they all need our help.
Yes, they do. And Harry, thank you for all your inspiring work that you do, because, you know, every effort counts out there. And when we all step up
Certainly
to play
does.
And do something, you know, this is like the radio. This is not what I only do. I get out there
right.
on the social media, on all of them, and share and post, you know,
exactly.
sign petitions, make calls to the legislators. You know, you be professional and polite, and you'll get a lot of farther. And we are all better together, because teamwork is the key to unlock the door for all the changes to be made. You know, we can try on our own, but it's not. It's going to happen faster when we are all as one out there making that effort to do everything that we can. I forgot on Take Action, Help Ban Animal Gas Chambers on Facebook. Megan Mason, Holly Smith, thank you for also posting this show, help promoting it. All this all means something, you know, just teamwork, because they were all part of it when it was TS Radio, also Voices Care for Animals, Harry. So they've been running with me a long time, and they're going to continue,
good.
They told me. Isn't that great?
Good.
It's absolutely. It's like a chain reaction. And you know what, Harry? We got a caller calling in from area code 541. this could be another surprise. I'm not real sure. But go
okay.
right ahead. You're live and on the air. Area code 541. Go right ahead. Welcome to Voices Care for Animals, number 166, Animal Advocates Radio. Go right ahead.
Hello, I'm Christina. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Christina, hello.
I'm doing great. I'm up here in Oregon, and I had no idea that we had a sanctuary in Bend. I was amazing.
See?
I thought I knew pretty much. Yeah. I'm from Paws Across America. We'll be.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Good. Jeez.
Yeah, and I'm the leader of the Oregon chapter of Paws Across America, and I would be happy to check out the sanctuary and get a little bit of exposure through our group here.
Sure, absolutely. And what is your group called again? Paws
Across America. We advocate for our main goal is to educate voters on voting for candidates in our state and in our congressional that have good animal voting platforms. They have good voting scores.
Okay.
And that's our main goal.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we rally a couple of times a year, and sometimes each group will, each state has their own little agendas. Here in Oregon, we're working on three different bills that look pretty good. They're looking pretty good for this year. I'm really pleased with them. And each state has different issues. Our southern states have the tethering problem and puppy mill issues and then we have the wild horse issues and there's an issue for everybody. Whatever animal is your passion,
Unfortunately, it's a big unfortunately, and it shouldn't have to be like that. But I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely correct. It's sad.
It truly is.
I think Gandhi said one time, or at least they give him credit for saying it, that your nation is only can be the greatness of your nation is can be. How does that go now?
The way you treat your animals.
Yeah, in the
yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's the human race actually that can be judged by the way you treat your animals.
Yes, of course. Uh-huh. But like when we started talking about earlier, it's all about it's unfortunate it has to be this way because of course legislation and laws. There are no laws. There is no legislation for animals. And now that people are speaking up and they're bringing the attention to more everybody from the public to the people in office, it's time that we do have laws and people make laws because what's going on and what's being allowed to be going on by people and whatever their ways of living and how they can be insensitive or obviously the word inhumane. Disgusting and everything else, you have to start creating laws. Otherwise, these poor animals are going to suffer and suffer and continue to suffer without any kind of freedom. So I'm to hear that you're doing that where you go at, you're trying to get people in the signatures and get people, lawmakers who are more advocating for the animals and themselves and stuff. It's a wonderful thing. I mean, of course, why wouldn't you want to do this?
Well, I believe that, violence doesn't stay within the box, and it's all a big circle, so we get desensitized to the fact that we exploit the animals for food, for our clothing, for entertainment, and the more frustrated an individual gets, animals get the abuse from us, and it's all directly correlated together, there's a direct link between animal violence and human violence. And I think it's finally starting to come and to light to our lawmakers and to our agencies.
Hope so, because that's what it is. If you don't have laws, there's nothing's going to change. So we have to get the people in office to start saying, well, we need to change this up. So, and I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, though. Good for you.
Yes.
It's a frustrating process.
Yeah, and your name's Christine, right? Is it Christina Paws Across America?
Yes.
You guys are having a rally soon, right? June 1st across the United States.
June 1st. Some states are doing more than others. You know, we're still trying to build membership in a lot of our states and find good leaders in a lot of our states. Social media is a great tool, but a lot of times people don't realize you have to actually get out off of your computer and phones and whatnot and get out there on the
street,
you know, meet your lawmakers, you know, get your voice heard on the street. There's a lot of people that aren't on social media, you know, so sometimes you're preaching to the choir, you know, when you're on social media. They're aware. They see it, you know. And so we got to get it out there, the rest of the public that isn't on social media, let them see it. Like here in Oregon, we're fighting, you know, for our wild horse herd. And and there are so many people on the west side of the mountains here in Oregon that don't even realize we have herds on the east side, that we have these beautiful herds of horses that are being rounded up by BLM. And you know, so that's part of our goal this rally is to, you know, get some legislation going on state level. You know, and they're working so hard, so many groups are, to get legislation on a national level, you know. But
right.
It's bringing the awareness to the people who don't and aren't aware, that aren't on social media, you know, and that's when you have to get out on the street. That's, you know, when you got to get your voice out there. And
right.
And a lot of it gets frustrating. You know, I think a lot of people on social media think they're hitting everybody, and they're not, you know.
No, they're not.
So that's
yeah,
what we to do is bring some of the individual state issues to light, you know, and also some of the national issues to light and some of the, you know, problems that we have within our dairy and meat industry. I hate the word industry when you're speaking about animals. I don't even like to use the two words together, but
I know it has become
a term. But yeah, you know, there's your wild animals and conservation, and they go hand in hand in what we're doing there. And, you know, and then there's our domestic animals, and then there's lab animals. You know, there's such a huge, vast variety of exploiting animals on this planet, and it's really, we have to change that before we destroy ourselves as a species, you know.
And you know what, Christine?
Yep.
I got Donna Quinn of Paws Across America coming on the 17th, along with the other name she gave me, because there was going to like be three guests.
Yeah.
Can you please call in that night or join in, you know, because we'll be promoting Paws Across America that night, okay? And
I certainly will.
Keep this number because it's the same number every week. You know, area code 310-982-4270, press 1, and I'll let you in, okay, because I'm running a studio board.
Sounds wonderful.
Keep promoting it, okay? And I thank you for calling in and everything and, you know, being a part and doing what you're doing, because it all counts. Every effort counts out there. It doesn't matter if you make, you know, sit down, write emails, make phone calls, write letter, do faxes. You know, every effort counts, everybody out there. Teamwork, that's what it takes. And it doesn't take that long. You know, I multitask, you know, whatever I can do, you know, outside the radio, because I'm on like 5 social media sites, you know, and I bring up different tabs and keep them petitions going and getting those phone numbers out there, because, you know, it's 2018. We've got to get some more changes. The more audience out there, the more, you know, supporters and people
right.
out there taking action, the better, you know, the faster changes will
this,
be made.
This is an election
yeah.
year, and we can't make change if we can't work with our lawmakers. So you have
yes.
to get out there and vote, and you have to know who you're voting for and what their platform is. You know, what we do with our animals directly affects us as humans. And this is the year to do it. This is the year to get those lawmakers in that we can work with, because if we
right.
can't work with them, then we go nowhere, you know.
That's right.
And rescuing is a band-aid to a much larger problem.
They're the big dogs,
so.
You know. And but thank you, Christina, calling in. I'm gonna go ahead and take. If there's any more callers that want to call in, area code 310-982-4270. Press 1. If you have any comments or questions for the guest, Harry Mayer, he's a good guitar songwriter, and he is awesome. Harry, thank you so much. He's even been, you know, he's performed with Grammy Award winner James Cotton and currently with Grammy winner Sugar Blue, played alongside Buddy Guy, Dickie Betts, and the Allman Brothers. We all know them. Johnny Winter, Muddy Waters. I mean, this list is and recorded on TV programs, A&E, Biography, History, Discovery, WGN, including radio and TV commercials. You know, I Am featuring actual vocalizations and sounds of great apes recorded in sanctuary and habitats. All the proceeds being benefit great ape sanctuaries around the world. So everybody take the note and go on Harry's Facebook page, I Am. Also his website, and that's www.im/iamproject.com. And check it out and order his CD. It's awesome. And Harry, go ahead and tell us about, Christine, you can stay right on air, okay? But go ahead
okay.
and tell us about more about your, you know, what you're aiming to do, your goals and everything, Harry. You rock. You know that? You totally rock.
Oh,
go ahead.
You do.
You're
the one that's rocking. You get everybody rocking. Well, we all try to get everybody rocking.
Well, thank you.
And that's what I do too. You know, even when I still perform, I have my CDs that I take with me. You mentioned all about the CD. I did the CD. I released it back in 2016. So it's a couple of years now coming up. And but still, in all my performances, whenever I play, and if I'm traveling as well, then I'll bring them with me. And a lot of people, of course, they don't know.
Wait a minute, Harry. I'm losing you a bit on the audio. Go ahead. Speaking to your phone. Is that a circle?
Yeah, sorry.
It just kind of faded. Go ahead.
Oh, my apologies. Okay. But like I was just saying, you know, I continue to have carry my CD with me. You know, when I with all my performances, I still try to obviously sell it for people's awareness, also to bring the funds and share those funds with all of the sanctuaries around the world. When I first set out to do this, I didn't want to make it. I don't make any money from this CD. I take every cent of it and I share it with the sanctuaries. And that was my main purpose for this. But the most important thing too was to have their voices, to have all the apes, the chimps and the orangutans and the gorillas and even the gibbons, who are the so-called lesser great ape. The ones that have the tails. The ones that have a tail, of course, the other big great apes, they don't have tails. The gibbons, talk about lovely vocals they have. Oh, my goodness. So they're featured right at the very beginning of the song, I Am, which is the title track of the record. And I think you hear them at the beginning of your show when you start that
yes,
song.
Yes, definitely.
And, so what I, you know, the whole purpose was that CD was to record all these different apes and share their voices and in their own way to say, hey, this is us speaking. This is what we're about. So I wanted to have their voice be the main ingredient, of course, in the storytelling. And the CD is basically a story from start to end about the apes, of their battles, of their victories, of living freely, of being captured, of being encroached upon, being thrown into facilities of lab research, entertainment businesses, all the exploitation, and of course all the suffering and all things they had to endure in laboratories for years and years, and now that, you know, they end up, like with Monica we were speaking with earlier, they end up now having to live in a wonderful sanctuary. They cannot be put into the wild, of course. Most of them were bred in these facilities. They only know how to, that was life, so you can't put them back in the wild and expect them to exist out there. So the sanctuaries are absolutely necessary for them, and there's thousands of chimpanzees that have been used as biomedical research laboratory subjects. There's hundreds and hundreds that have been, and orangutans that have been used as entertainers, and even in the labs as well too. And of course, they have to live in a sanctuary. So the sanctuaries are there to provide permanent shelter and home and care, have all the veterinary needs, all the health needs, all of the nutritious foods, and companionship, which is one of the most important things, because for most of their lives, these poor apes had to live isolated lives and living in conditions of concrete cells. Most of the time they were isolated, for decades. They weren't able to see or touch or be next to anybody. They were only, you know, allowed a certain amount of foods, and you know. So now they're living a brand new life, and you know that they're enjoying it. And when I go to the sanctuaries, and I love to bring my guitar and I love to play for them, and they love it. They really do. I mean, there's so many different reactions from the different apes, you know, when you start playing music for them. And I guess the fun part for me is kind of choosing what am I going to play for you today, because I don't know what you're going to like. So that's always the fun part. We always have a good time. I'm going to start playing.
And I see it in that video here where they're clapping,
yeah,
playing, you know, on
I Am
on YouTube,
right.
Everybody. Check that out. You'll see them clapping. I was laughing so hard I couldn't think straight. Under
well,
Harry.
You know what? They were clapping, and they were clapping in time. That's right.
That yes. That is awesome.
Nope.
They was having a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, these orangutans, and oh my goodness, it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's a connection, and we know that the music is the universal language. So it doesn't matter where you are in this world. You can be playing to a human that has a total different language, and if you're playing music to them, they're going to understand it. So it's the same thing in the other species world too. When you're playing for an ape, just because they're an ape, that doesn't mean they're not going to respond. Of course they're going to respond. They're going to have fun with it. They're going to, and sometimes they don't like it. They're going to be like a, you know, like you and me. If you don't like a certain song, you go, oh, turn that off. I don't want to listen to that. So it's the same thing, you know. I mean, and all animals do share that too. I mean, there's it's just not the chimps and the apes and stuff. I mean, there's plenty of other animals in this world that love music. They love to listen to music. It's that connection, you know. But I am very fortunate to have that opportunity to go to these sanctuaries and have that opportunity to sit and share that musically, and then even non-music, that we just sit non-verbally, we just sit and we kind of talk to each other, you know, in such a way that you're just sharing in those moments with each other, and it's like Monica said, they're very special people, and they're people of the forest. You know, they're like us. They live a different way, and we live a different way. But they're very much like us. They're our closest relatives. But I'm very fortunate to have met so many wonderful sanctuary leaders and founders and staff members. And really, it all comes down to it. You know, I was thinking about what was I going to talk to you today about everything that's been going on. And besides, like I said, just myself about, you know, carrying on with selling this CD and keeping that moving on with everybody. When you take a step back, if it wasn't for these sanctuaries, my goodness, and there's really just four major points about them. You know, it's the founders who have started the sanctuaries. It's the staff who then takes care of the apes. There's the volunteers who also take care of the apes. And then, of course, there's all the supporters who will help support yearly, annually, every year, you know, over and over, and continue to help these wonderful sanctuaries exist.
Yes, and Harry, when you open your heart to any animal out there, the bond is magical. I mean, look at our pets at our homes,
of course.
You know, horses. Yes. This is what the chimps and the apes, we communicate when they just speak another language, but when they build that trust up in us and faith,
absolutely,
and know that we're their friends, it's magical.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it's beautiful.
That's a perfect word.
Yeah. Yes.
There is nothing. There's nothing more you can say about it, but it is magical. In fact, I think I use that word quite a bit on the website. But you know, when you play for them too, like when I play my guitar, there is no words for me to describe to somebody. The word is magical, and that is perfectly said the way you put it out there, and it is. And it's like you said, if it's your own, you know, domesticated pets, be it a cat, a kitty, a dog, or something, yeah, there's a certain bond. I mean, I've made certain bonds with friendships with different apes in the different sanctuaries, and my goodness, I go back to go visit them, and as soon as someone sees me coming down the path or whatever, and they realize it's me, and then I look and I realize it's them. Oh, I mean, the connection again is just, you know, it's never ending, of course. And you know, I first experienced that when I obviously started going to the sanctuaries for the first couple times. And then I didn't even kind of realize I was establishing friendships. And then when I went back the next time and everyone was so happy and excited to see me, then I realized, oh my goodness, we've got a bond going on here. And so, you know, it was enlightening. And I'll tell you what, you know, I learned a lot about them by the sanctuary owners and founders and the staff. And then being with them, I would watch and we would just do things together. I learned about them just being with them. And then, of course, the other thing is they taught me a lot about myself. I took a whole different look at myself by being with them. So I learned, I gained a lot in the whole big scheme of thing in the big picture. And that's why I did the CD. I wanted to share their voice, their lives, their friendships and things. And so, you know, it's obviously it was me putting the music together and putting all their vocals in there and their sounds and stuff, everything from laughing and crying to singing and outbursts and everything else. You know, there's obviously a part of me in there that's speaking about it, but, you know, it's also really them expressing themselves. I'm trying to help them be them, their voice, and, of course, it is their voices, and that's what I am is really comes down to, and it's a beautiful story about them.
It is, and I love that song. And, Harry, I want to bring on, you remember Deb Padovano, right? And
of course, Deb, yeah.
Hey, Deb, are you there, live and on air? My press agent, my good friend, are you listening?
I am.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, Harry.
Hi, Deb.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm trying to hang in there. Been kind of busy.
I love listening to you.
Oh. Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Well, thank
that.
You.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Hey,
and I loved your CD.
Oh, I'm
Isn't
so glad
great?
You do. Thank you. I'm
yes.
glad you do. I really am. It's just, it's something different. It's quite unique.
It is. It is.
Listen to it. They, you know, it's like, oh my God, what is this? So, but anyway, I'm glad that you do them. So, how's things with you? What's new with you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to stay out of Facebook jail.
And I'm
in
there, Harry. I'm in Facebook jail now.
Yeah, it can become overwhelming sometimes. Me too.
Deb has been sticking with me since the beginning. Voices Care for Animals, number one, and still hanging with me.
Oh, my goodness. Really? Deb,
you're an awesome sister, animal warrior sister. You know that? Thank you. I appreciate
it
so much. We go on Facebook jail together, too.
Yeah. And, Deb, didn't you come on the first time I was on the show today?
Yes, you had me crying.
Yes, that's right. I remember that. I'm excited to make you cry. But you know what? We all do. Even I still do myself sometimes when you know, just going through these things. But I remember that now. Of course, that was a very – God, I was – in fact, Debbie, when we did that, I was – school when I was.
You're saying
teaching.
You had a sister, Debbie.
Yeah, and I also have a sister, Debbie. That's right. Yeah. And
yeah.
There's a lot of Debbies in
one
my life.
Out.
And there's a couple. You know, there's a couple of Debbies at the sanctuaries too. You know that there's a couple of female chimpanzees, Debbies. So there's lots of Debbies all over the place.
That is a good one.
Pardon me.
We're Facebook chimps.
Yeah.
Exactly. Funny. Oh, my goodness. Well, it's good to hear your voice again, though, Deb.
Yeah, you too, Harry. Thank you.
Oh, I'm cool. Debbie, you there still? Did we lose you?
Yeah, I'm still here. No. I had to call because
right.
I was laughing too hard about my face.
Oh. I know. I'm just getting over it. I'm getting over a chest cold myself, so I have to pull away from the phone. I hope that nobody heard me hacking away. I'm sorry about it if I did, but I was coughing pretty hard. But I was just getting over some of this stuff. I had to take some heavy-duty antibiotics this past weekend. Boy, it really was kicking me pretty good in the butt there, so I'm starting to feel a little bit better. But there's always so much. It's always fun to be here, and besides the fun part, it's just nice to be a part of everybody who thinks in the same way and you know, has the same feelings and stuff. So it's just, you know, as we said, this whole world of laws and legislation and things, these things, they need to start changing. And I hope it's soon, much sooner than later, because there's just too much is going on these days with everything and of especially with this, the circus thing. It's just it's getting out of hand with the big elephants, and be it here, be it overseas too. I just read something too that some trailer filled with five elephants in Spain were going down the highway, and the trailer somehow fell apart into something broke, and the trailer flipped, and of course these animals are out on the highway. One died, one didn't make it. You know, there's just I mean this traveling thing, and especially these truly, and they are such gentle giants. I mean, my God, and these people who take advantage of these animals, it's just so irresponsible and so insensitive. It's just disgusting. But anyway. And then, of course, you know, back in the day, the chimps were used, of course, in those circuses, and they stopped that because, of course, they get a little too unruly, and as they get a little older, and they get so strong that of course trainers can't even contain them anymore and control them.
Yeah.
So they usually, and what has happened many times in the past, especially the entertainment apes, when the before there were a lot of the sanctuaries available, the first thing the trainers did was they walked them into a research laboratory and dropped them off and got paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then they'd have to live there after living a human type life, you know, as an entertainer and living and acting, trying to act like a human. So and a human could like laugh at that. And then they end up in these laboratories for however many decades or whatever it would be. And then, and if there weren't any sanctuary room, then of course they'd just stay there forever. So, you know, like it's groups who are doing such wonderful
you're
work.
You're fading out a bit. Go ahead.
Oh, again? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't move, and I'm sitting in the same spot. So it's got to be the Wi-Fi.
This Blog Talk Radio will pick up anything. I mean,
yeah.
Okay, now you sound good.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, is it better now?
Yes, definitely.
I can hear
and
you fine.
And thank
okay,
you, Deb,
good.
For calling in, you know.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hi, Deb. I'm glad you do. It's nice to hear your voice again, like I said. It's
yeah, great. You too, Harry.
Press
okay.
agent.
You too.
I yep. like having that press agent. She stuck by me.
I need
the
a press
time.
Agent. I need one badly. You need to help me?
She's mine,
I'm
Harry.
I'm serious.
No, I don't share.
Okay. Yeah, but she can have a couple of clients. Come on.
Sharing is caring.
Press
I know.
Press agents work with all kinds of clients, isn't
it? More clients, more
oh, well.
Money.
Yeah. Now that's one thing I don't have. But I was going to ask you, can you do it all?
Neither does Debbie.
Or what?
Neither does Debbie.
I'll catch you
she
up with
you
on
me
Facebook.
By calling me up and making me laugh at night.
Okay, yeah. We'll carry this conversation on again, like through Facebook or something, all right, Deb?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'll get back to you. How much time we got left, Debbie? You were on,
Hey, when you come to Florida, you got to, you know, Monica and we got to get together, and that would be great.
Oh, no, Debbie, that's for sure. You know, if I'm,
yes.
I'm going to come up that way, I'm going to make sure I get in touch with you, and then Monica will make sure that we can get things together where then you and I can go over to the sanctuary. And for the first time, that would be your first time visiting a sanctuary. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
And I would love
all
it.
Right.
You know, we can hang out.
It's an experience
being around animals.
You'll never
it's
forget.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah. And we're down to the last couple minutes. Harry, I want to thank you for coming back. And you're going to, and can't wait to have you on again, okay? And
absolutely,
keep
Debbie, of course.
Anytime. Inspiring
well,
work.
Thank you.
And
thank
you, know,
you. I appreciate
welcome
that.
Welcome back to the show anytime. Thanks for letting me use the music at the beginning. That's highly appreciated.
Absolutely.
It's awesome. And everybody,
absolutely.
And Deb, thank you for calling in. Christine
thank
from
you.
Falls Across
Harry,
America.
Harry, always good to hear
thank
you.
Thank you for calling in.
You too. Thank you, Deb. Appreciate it.
Welcome. You call. Thank you for calling in from the Humane Society of the United States. Monica, thank you for calling in from Saved Chimps. Everyone, thank you all for listening in. Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, is on every Thursday night at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Please keep spreading the word on these shows. All shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio, coming live from the PPJ Gazette online. And you can subscribe, press follow, either on Blog Talk Radio, on the promo, or the PPJ Gazette, and it will be forwarded to your primary email alerting you that a live podcast is coming up or a news article. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone. I mean, this has been a great show again. The audiences are huge, and the animals got just a message from all of them. Thank you for helping us out, being our voices, because we can't speak out
yeah.
for our own, okay? And keep trying to improve our lives, making a better, safer, and healthier world for all of them. You know, do your part, everybody. Put a little love in your heart and do your part. Kindness rocks, and so does teamwork. So let's all band together and do what's right, not what's wrong. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Evening.
Good night.
And may God bless you all. And hope to see you next week. We got White Coat Waste Project coming on. Elizabeth Walker doing another great show. Okay. Good night, everybody. And please
good night,
tune in
everybody.
Next week.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.